Coming up.
While your next Amazon delivery, to use the age-old quote, could have fallen from a truck. But it's not what you think. We can explain.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos. A bit of a surprise from Amazon. It just reported a profit for its third quarter. Sales surged more than expected, and this is thanks in part to its cloud computing division. But every now and then it takes its head out of the cloud and comes up with new ideas to boost business. Its most recent is a test that was conducted this fall that uses newspaper carriers to make package deliveries. Enlisted in this experiment was Tribune Publishing. These are trucks in Chicago, and this lasted a week or two, according to the people involved. Here to explain what's going on is our very own Wall Street Journal reporter, Greg Bensinger. Welcome, Greg.
Hi.
If you can just break down this new experiment from Amazon, what's the thinking behind it?
Well, Amazon had a short test of package delivery in Chicago using Chicago Tribune newspaper trucks. And the idea is these are trucks that are on the road anyways. They go to all these neighborhoods every day. So these are neighborhoods where Amazon customers are. They go to most neighborhoods in a big city. And so they're reliably on the road where they need to be for package delivery. So Amazon figured there's extra capacity in these trucks. We can stick a few packages in the back of them and have them do a little double duty. Maybe we can save some money on costs.
Right, and that was my next question. Can you talk a little bit more about that? Like, is it big savings for them?
You know, there are some logistical challenges with it that may make it less cost efficient than you would think otherwise. Like, how do you get these packages to the Chicago Tribune trucks in the first place?
Right.
And that may involve those trucks coming to Amazon warehouses or Amazon taking them to Chicago Tribune warehouses. So there are some logistical challenges. But if you can make it just a little bit cheaper than UPS or the Postal Service or whomever, carry that out by many cities, many packages, there could be real savings over time. And that, they're always looking for a sort of an advantage in that way. And there's just this notion that there are trucks on the road, there are cars on the road making deliveries every day. And so why don't we take advantage of the fact that they're out there and they have extra room in their trunks?
Right. Yeah, makes sense. And it's a crowded space, though. Obviously, you know, with, there's companies like Uber and the like. How are they anticipating dealing with the competition?
Well, in some ways, they're taking it right on. So they announced a service recently called Flex, which is just in Seattle for now, but they're essentially employing Uber-style delivery. They're going to summon people who open an app to small warehouses in the Seattle area and presumably other cities. And they'll come and pick up packages and make deliveries for them. So, and they'll pay them just like an Uber does in a way. So it's based on how far they travel and how much money they or how many packages they make and other factors. So they're sort of addressing it head on, and you know, we'll see where it ends up. But they're rolling that out to other cities, I think, pretty soon.
Right. And how has the customer reaction been so far?
Well, I haven't heard much about it yet, but you're right to ask that. Some people are a little squeamish about having a sort of quote-unquote stranger show up at their door to make a package delivery.
Right.
Of course, they don't know the UPS driver, and they don't know the Postal Service driver either,
yeah.
But there's some comfort in knowing that those people are professionals in that field, and that's their main profession and their main job. And so I think some people are a little uncomfortable with it, but at the end of the day, sort of Uber seemed strange to start with at the beginning too, getting in a stranger's car that's not a yellow cab. And
yeah, I still feel that way.
We're comfortable with that now. And so
right.
I think over time people get used to this and they could expand it pretty far.
Gotcha. So is there any indication as to where we can see this next, or they're not quite there yet?
I think Amazon tends to like to test things in their home market in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there's the Seattle Times there, but I'm not quite sure why they chose Chicago. I think it's a big city that's flat. Maybe that's the reason. But, it's not clear yet, and they'll have to work out a deal with the next guy and make it all work.
We'll see. Greg Bensinger, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And once again, Amazon's shares just spiked as it posted its second straight quarterly profit, boosted by strong sales in North America and cloud computing growth. That'll do it for the Tech News Briefing. Remember, you can check us out at WSJ.com/podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes, and follow us on Twitter at WSJPodcast. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.